Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's Day by Day Expressions. And on the podcast this month, we have Terry Kirkpatrick, who is a nematologist. He is a local farmer. And this might be the best episode out of all of your episodes, what people will glean the most out of right here. And so what we want to talk about today are tips, tricks for young, first-time, rookie gardeners. Let me get out my notepad right here.
There you go.
Right? So what have you got for us?
Well, I think the first thing, this is, to me, the most foremost thing you can possibly do, get to know your extension service people. Every county has a county agent.
Okay.
Those people are there specifically to help answer agricultural questions.
So those are the experts.
They are.
So every county has a farming expert.
Absolutely. And you know, nobody can be an expert in all areas.
Right.
So even those who are not experts in exactly what you need are plugged in to the entire network of the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture.
Right.
So
right.
You've got, you know, they've got resources.
Right.
They know people.
Yeah.
So
yeah. They can find the expert.
Right. But I'll tell you the other thing that's equally important. Get to know some farmers. Get to know some people that are doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
Because I got to tell you, my education occurred in college.
Mm-hmm.
But the practical knowledge to do, to apply it, came after college by working with the people themselves.
Yeah.
And actually doing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a whole bunch of real educated folks that have never been on a farm in their life, and
yeah,
that didn't work as well.
I heard somebody say recently that knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit, but wisdom is knowing not to put tomatoes in fruit salad.
That's exactly right. You know.
So if someone wanted to know, get to know their local farmers,
right,
where might they run into them?
Well, you know, a good place to start is go to your local. If you've got a farmer's market,
yeah,
go down there on Wednesday morning or
right,
Tuesday afternoon or whenever it is. Just kind of smooze with them.
Yeah.
You know, just talk with them. Tell them. I don't know many farmers who don't respond to somebody asking questions
right
about farming.
Yeah.
They're all kind of missionaries in a way. They
yeah,
they like having people interested in what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so I've identified my county agent. I've talked with some farmers, and I'm like, yes, I can do this.
Yep.
What do I need to do?
Well, you know, you look at the scale, and you kind of think about how much time do I have, how much space do I have. The knowledge you can get, but
yeah,
the space and the time, those are they're unique.
So, you know, you talk about time because in my thinking, it was I plant something, then I wait 2 or 3 months and I go out there and pick it off the vine. So you're telling me that that's not all the time that's involved there?
Pretty much what happens is you plant, and we saw this in 2020, you know, when everybody was
that's
sequestered
right
at home.
Yeah.
Everybody went and bought a bunch of seeds. They bought a hoe and a rake, and they plowed up their backyard, and they planted this stuff. Well, if with your model, when you come back 2 months later, you'll find that the worms have eaten every single thing you've got.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing left alive. So farming is like every other business, every other job. It takes regular maintenance and attention in
yeah
order to do it right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that's good advice because, you know, what I see on the social media scrolls and all that stuff are these big, beautiful gardens. And I'm thinking, well, that looks easy enough. Why can't I do that?
Yeah, takes some work.
It takes some time. And so you've got to assess how much time do I really
– right,
am I going
right
to devote to this thing?
Yeah.
How much space do I have?
Yes.
And then one of the things you've talked to me about is, because you can get overwhelmed and you think, I can
yep
grow this, I can grow that, I can grow that, but just grow what you like.
Yeah, start with that. What
yeah
do you like to eat? What do you like to look at?
Right.
You know, and those are compatible. A pollinator garden is compatible with a vegetable garden.
Right.
You know, different places in your backyard.
Yeah, yeah.
So just what you like. And after a year or so, you'll find out what likes you, what you can grow in your backyard effectively.
Yeah.
And those are the things that you can focus more attention
yeah on. So as you know, that all sounds elementary, but it really is the backbone of it. And
yeah,
to think this, because this is where I get caught up, is I want to do all of that now. Like, I want to do all the things right now.
Right.
But farming and gardening and all that stuff really is a years-long process.
It is.
To find out what you like and what likes
right
you.
And one thing too, you know, you need to keep in mind a lot of the sustainability movements and regenerative agriculture, all that, those all have a basis in fact. I mean,
mm-hmm,
you know, there's our parents and grandparents did a lot of things that we don't do now. But a lot of it is because we just forgot that they work, not because they don't work.
Right, right. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. Just there's probably been the last two generations where all of that stuff was lost.
Sure.
And now it's
kind
of—
We're relearning it as we go. And, you know, the other thing to keep in mind is not only— you need to look down the road, you know. I mean, you need to look from planting to harvest, but you also need to look a little beyond that. What am I going to do with this stuff after I get it grown? If I'm successful and I have a really nice tomato crop, for about 6 or 8 weeks, I've got just— I'm covered with tomatoes.
Right.
What am I going to do with all this? Do I give them away? You know, the old joke about everybody locks their cars in the church parking lot so we won't put free squash in there. What are you going to do with it?
Right.
Can you preserve it? You know, you give it away, whatever.
Because you want to be a good steward of,
absolutely,
of what it is you have, and you don't just want to grow it just to throw it away.
My father-in-law was a good example. He'd have about a half-acre garden every year, and there were just two of them. And I said, Mr. Robert, what are you going to do with all this stuff?
Yeah.
He said, well, you know, we're told to look after the widows and orphans. He said, I don't know many orphans, but there are a bunch of widows around here, so I'm taking care of them too.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely. So those are some tips if you're a first-time gardener or just looking for some advice. Go to the ones who know it best. Go to your extension office. Go to your farmers. And then take stock of how much time you have and you want to spend and how much space you have. And then I think that's a great word. Grow what you like and grow what likes you. I think that's beautiful. All right, guys. We've got a couple more episodes on the way with Terry Kirkpatrick and farming as beauty. Until then.